T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so how was your weekend?
It's a busy.
Yeah, Donald Trump's was too.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Well, when you've got a bunch of folks doing nothing but talking, getting nothing done, sometimes you've got to take things into your own hands.
Absolutely, and I cannot wait to watch the left, as Nunchin said, sue to stop their constituents from getting stimulus checks.
Yes, please go right ahead and file that lawsuit.
Yes, we welcome you. Sue to stop their constituents from being booted out on the street corner because they can't pay their rent. So they're running around screaming and yelling and gnashing their teeth and crying. What the media will not tell you is that Pelosi just pulled the same stunt that she did last time she attempted to break the economy. Yeah, she did the same thing.
Yep.
She will not negotiate at all. Trump had offered them, hey, let's just extend the current stimulus a week.
Yeah.
Nope. And nope, screw the people.
And that is something, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that's something that really has bothered me about the American media. There was an effort by Republicans to say, let's just go ahead and extend this a week, like they do their continuing resolutions with the budgets. Let's just continue what we're doing right now for another week so we can negotiate. And they said no. Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer said no. So don't sit here and tell me, Chuck, that the president is the one who is saying it's my way or the highway. This is what you guys, as always, this is what Democrats do. Whatever it is they're accusing you of is what they themselves are doing. And here is a prime example of it. Prime example.
Absolutely. So Trump went. He tried. So I'm thinking they'll bring in like an ACLU or some left-wing group to sue him to stop the payments to their own constituents. Yeah. So they can then blame Trump for the fact that there are no payments to their own constituents. It's all game.
Yes, it is.
And they don't care. But I think Trump brilliantly forced the Democrats to oppose the stimulus and the payments. And I think he did a really good job over the weekend of selling that.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I mean, I'm acting in desperation here. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. No, he's making the best of a bad situation, and he's doing the right thing from a political standpoint. And I think, quite honestly, from what needs to be done, period. Once again, I am usually never in favor of these government handouts, government giveouts. But government is the ones is the reason for the situation we're in now. It is the state governors who have locked down economies, who have told people you can't go to work or only certain people can go to work and you can only do certain things at certain times. You know, we have locked down this country so much, and we have told businesses what they can and cannot do and how many customers they may or may not have at any given time, and how, I mean, so many other of these ridiculous regulations that are going on. So the government has imposed this pain on the economy. So it is up for the government to then have some type of pain medication or pain mitigation to try to do something about it. And the president is doing what he has to do because you've got Democrats in Congress who are blocking it from happening because they don't want it to happen because they don't want him to get any credit for it before an election.
Yeah. You've pretty much nailed that. And it's going to be interesting to see who wins this one. But very clearly, they don't want the economy recovering. This is Larry Lindsey. And I apologize for the quality of this audio, but I thought what he had to say was so important. I used it anyway. He is the former head of the National Economic Council under George Bush. Not a friend of Trump's at all, Larry Lindsey. And he's talking about the state the economy is in and how shocking it is that it is as strong as it is, given the trauma it's been through. And you can see the Democrats know this too. This is what they have to crush.
Despite a lot of worries that we've had recently, the economy continues on very, very solid footing. We've now made up more than half of our wage losses, which is a good indication of what's actually happening economy-wise. We're now just 3% below where we were last July, which is remarkably fast given the depth of what happened. So I think we should view today's number quite optimistically. I think the economy fundamentally is strong. I think that some of the slowing down of the process of reopening had slowed down job gains a little bit. We had been running at 4 million. Now there are, of course, fewer people to add back on. So we're down to just under 2 million. But that's still a very, very solid pace.
Yeah. So, you know, you're looking at, you know, only being off 3% from this time last year. That's awesome.
That is amazing.
Yeah. And they see, the Democrats see this. They have to find a way to smash this economy. They have to. It's all they've got. So that's what they're doing. And they're doing their level best to blame it on Trump.
Yeah.
So you got all that going on. Over the weekend, we're now walking around openly talking about the crimes the FBI committed. Lindsey Graham is.
Mm-hmm. Finally.
Openly discussing it.
Finally.
Okay. Now, if you're hearing, wait a minute. Wait, hold on. The FBI committed perjury before the FISA court and before Congress. They were under oath, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like a felony, right?
Yes, it
up to 5 years in prison.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same exact thing they sent Roger?
Roger Stone
to prison for
right
perjuring himself before Congress.
Yep.
And now we find out the FBI perjured themselves before Congress. You know who else did too? And Lindsey Graham didn't mention this. This was on purpose. Robert Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Mueller perjured himself before Congress because he said under oath as well that they believed parts of the Steele dossier were real. They knew damn well better it wasn't true. They had all kinds of documents documenting it. They had interviewed the source, the FBI had. And he said, no, we made it up while we were drinking. There was never anything to that document that they submitted to the FISA court. FBI knew that the whole time. They knew it when they lied to oath under oath to Congress about it. They knew it when they lied under oath to the FISA court about it. Those are crimes. And Lindsey Graham flat out spelled that out over the weekend.
They did to the Senate Intel Committee, the FBI did, what they did to the FISA court. They misled the hell out of them. That is a new crime, a different crime, and I'm going to write a letter to Christopher Wray and ask him who gave the briefing to the Senate Intel Committee in 2018, and how could they be telling the Senate Intel Committee in 2018 a bunch of lies when they knew better?
Yeah, it's called perjury when you do it under oath. It's a crime. It's a crime that they send other people to prison for again.
And quite honestly, it is a, to me, it is a much greater moral and ethical crime when it is done by a government agency.
Absolutely.
Than when it is done by a private citizen.
Meanwhile, it's against the law for you to lie to the FBI. That's what they got Flynn on, which they had to lie about in court. That was more perjury because they hid from the court. Remember the original documents that said the FBI agents who interviewed him did not think he lied? You have to turn all that over. They then lied to the court and said the second set of interview documents was actually the first. That's perjury, too. There's so many instances of perjury here. Like, I'm beginning to lose count. It's
not
a big deal when the FBI does it. They just frame you in court with perjury, and they use felonies that they commit. Perjury is a felony to frame you, and that's just what they do. And everybody in Washington's pretty much fine with it.
But Dara, how dare you impugn the federal agencies of this nation?
They're jackboot thugs. Is that good enough?
Okay. Yeah.
Don't know how far down it goes either. Same jackboot thugs at the top do the hiring. Your guess is as good as mine. I don't think they're going to hire good, upstanding people to look over their shoulders. I'll tell you that.
Well, apparently they're not looking over their shoulders. They're looking over the other way.
Yeah, well, I know. Or that, too. That's what they're doing. So, I mean, that's crazy. But if you're thinking, wait, I've heard this before. This the FBI lied to congressional committees. Where did I hear it? On this show.
Yeah.
I've been saying it since 20...
Oh, yeah, years ago.
Years ago. How did I know that? Because this has all been in the public domain. This is what makes Lindsey Graham so full of it this weekend. There, at a minimum, has been a memo out since April documenting that the Steele dossier was fake. That's old news. We've known that for a long time. Mm-hmm. So the idea that Lindsey Graham is shocked, I tell you, to learn this, he's not shocked. He's known this since the beginning of the year. He's just getting around to it right now because he ran the clock out. He knows. How would I know? How did I get this so right? I'm psychic. No, you wouldn't be blamed for thinking that. No, this has all been in the public sphere. This is old news to you because you and I, Lee, have been talking about the perjury for years. It's only just now being acknowledged by Washington. So the acknowledgement of the lie is a lie. But hey, eventually you get something like the truth if you hang in there long enough. Lindsey's known this a long time. But we're glad he's finally admitted it. I'll explain why he has finally admitted it. We're going to do all that on the show today. It's actually for political purposes to protect the Republicans on the Intelligence Committee, who've known for 2 years the whole FISA thing, the whole Trump-Russiagate was a complete crock. They're about to get exposed. They're as bad as the Democrats. And Lindsey was protecting them this weekend. That's what he's doing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Told ya. Golly, I'm not even a virologist, and I can figure this out with common sense. New study, Duke University, found some of these different types of masks people are wearing don't work at all. And a couple of kinds that are real popular might actually help spread the virus. I told you. And I told you, look, they just want everyone in costume. They don't care what the costume is or whether it works. It's about the costume. It's about making it look like, oh my God, we can't go outside without something on our face. This is how terrible the COVID is. So ergo, we're going to have to do mail-in balloting, preferably with no ID check and ballot harvesting. Too bad. And I've been telling you, the fact that the media will not tell you some of these masks are utterly ineffective may even put you in danger. Puts people in danger. They think, I've got my mask on. I'm like, I've got a superpower. I can go shopping. And I'll even yell at a couple of people I see who don't have masks. It doesn't matter that I'm recovering from cancer. I'm fine now. I can go out. And I've been telling you from the beginning, they are not covering the issue of the effectiveness of these masks. And they don't care how many people it kills. Because they just want you in costume. If they were to tell you, hey, some of these masks are highly ineffective. In fact, they make it worse. You wouldn't wear one. Want to know which ones are bad? Duke University looked at 14 different types of face covers. See, this is the thing. The only message the media wants out there is, if you won't get in costume, you're a murderer. Well, it turns out not so. In fact, if you're in costume and you're wearing certain kinds of costumes, certain kinds of masks, you are more likely to spread the virus. I told you. I didn't even need a study. Just common sense. Now, here's the good news. The N95 mask blocks the virus the best for the wearer. Does almost nothing for anyone around the wearer. It only protects you. You still breathe out. You just don't breathe in. See, I know what's going on. I've seen this in a grocery store. People have masks on. They think, oh, I don't have to socially distance. They're all up in everybody else's business. Yeah, no, I'm telling you, they'd be better off without them. In fact, that is what the health director for Holland said. He said masks actually endanger people because they drop the other protocols. He said that over the weekend. Do not wear a mask. They don't work. And those countries can tell you the truth. We've now had the health directors of Germany, Holland, and Norway come out and say masks are useless. They're just useless. They may even be dangerous. Well, that's what the new study at Duke University found. Overall, N95 masks work best and block the most particles. It's not surprising. Now, listen to this. Those neck fleeces, this is what mine is. They're, you know, gator masks, balaclavas. They go by a lot of names. Those are the wicked-looking ones where it's like, it goes around your nose and it's like a scarf that goes all the way down to your neck. Listen to this. They didn't block particles for the wearer and might actually make things worse, Duke University found. The study found that those broke saliva particles up into even smaller droplets that got through. And the smaller droplets can float around in the air longer. So they're more likely to get someone sick. In other words, the worst mask by far were the neck fleeces. You know what? They've known this the whole time, folks. You know how I know? Remember when I went finally shopping for my mask to get one? In case I needed it. And again, I have been shopping in stores that don't require it, which I've actually kind of enjoyed. Every once in a while, I'll have to go into a specific store like pharmacy, pick up something for my child, and then I'll wear a mask when I'm, you know, in Greenville where it's required. But I've been shopping outside of Greenville in the handful of stores where you don't have to wear masks for the most part. It's been great. I've actually tried out two new grocery stores and found a bunch of stuff I like. So overall, it's been good. So I'll shop where you don't have to wear a mask on purpose. But listen to this. Bandanas didn't do well either, partly because they're single layer. Knitted masks with heavier holes like a scarf didn't block as many particles. But by far the worst, again, were the neck gaiters, neck fleeces, balaclavas, the ones you wear around your neck, it covers your neck and your nose. Again, they make it worse. Worse. So these, you know, screaming, yelling women that keep getting caught assaulting people, they want you to, as long as you got the neck gaiter on, right, you're fine. No, it's making it worse. Anybody going to tell you that? You know how I knew this was a problem, by the way? They've known for months this was a problem. Amazon puts those, you know, balaclavas, neck gaiters, whatever you want to call them, in the costume section. You have to list it in the costume section when you sell it. Because it says right on it, it only blocks dust particles. Those are meant for when you're on a motorcycle. They're meant to help you breathe through them. That's why they put them in the costume section. I died laughing when I saw it. It literally is a costume. And now we're finding out from Duke it makes stuff worse. So you could literally be killing people more by wearing one. But I tell you, the media doesn't care. As long as you look like you're in costume. And now guess what? Now you're wearing something that makes it more likely that you're going to get somebody sick if you have COVID. I'm telling you, the media doesn't care. This is going to get no traction with them. They don't care if you get it. They only care if you look like you're terrified to go out. It's a play called Pandemica. Amazon's known this. That's why they put them in the costume section. Told you. I'm not even a virologist. Look, this is just, I told you this, what, a month ago? This is just common sense, which we're all supposed to ignore, or else you might end up in one of those YouTube videos getting screamed at if you're not in costume. Texter writes, hey, Tara, wearing the masks is a psyop. Of course it is. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. Have you heard anything about the blackout Trump has planned? Well, we're going to get into all that. I don't know if he's planning a blackout. We'll see. Chris, wondering something at the break. Duke University has done this test now to find out some kinds of masks not only are useless, they actually help spread the virus. No joke. Business Insider published it. Duke University wrote the study. Chris, tell us what you were thinking, what you were wondering over the break.
I was just wondering if they're going to get kicked off Facebook now because their research contradicts the conventional wisdom. Have you checked to see if their Facebook page still exists?
Duke University or Business Insider? Business Insider, mainstream, you know, it's a left-wing publication too, which is considered mainstream because it's left-wing. Yeah, I don't know. Those balaclava, you know, if you're just turning in gator masks, not only do they not work to protect you or anyone else from the virus, they make it worse. because they break the droplets down into smaller parts. When they're heavier, they fall. The smaller parts can stay in the air longer. You just watch this one. Just watch it. See what they do. I'm here to tell you they've known that from the beginning. You know, if you tune in the show this morning, you must think I'm psychic. I mean, I wouldn't blame you. I mean, I told you about the balaclavas, the gator masks a month ago. They were useless. And here we have it from Duke University. I just use common sense. And then you're tuning in and you're hearing that the FBI broke the law by perjuring themselves before Congress. They testified under oath and they flat out lied. Yeah, I know. You've known that for 2 years here. All you had to do was listen to their testimony, and I did, and then watch the things that have been debunked, and I did, to know that they perjured themselves. And Lindsey Graham's acting like he just discovered this. That's hysterical. You know this. That's old news to you. This is an old news hour because you guys got this information a long time ago. This is what you get when you listen to the show. I'm telling you. I am so far ahead of the curve. Hear that by the time the news I told you about actually breaks, you're like, yeah, I know. I'm bored. That's what you get for listening to the show. And it's free. That's the beauty of it. So I give this away. All right. I want you to hear what Trump said over the weekend about this stimulus and how absolutely cynical this is. And it's important that you hear this because what the Democrats have put into the stimulus bill, you know, the one that's supposed to extend the payments, keep people from being booted out on the street, ending up in homeless shelters. If they just extend it, but they don't give a damn about the American people, the Democrats don't, so they won't. Do you know what the holdup is? See, that's the thing the media really doesn't want you to know. What's in the stimulus package? This is why Democrats and Republicans can't agree. And the reason I'm going to make such a big deal out of this today is because I want you to understand this is their agenda. This is what the country would look like if they run it. Take a listen to Trump describe what's in the stimulus package, the coronavirus package, that has nothing to do with coronavirus. So Democrats are basically saying, we're going to make you homeless. We're not helping unless you agree to. Wait till you listen to what they want Trump to agree to.
Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have chosen to hold this vital assistance hostage. They want measures designed to increase voter fraud, which is banning voter ID in all states and banning requirements for signature verification in federal elections. Now, why would they want in this bill, which really has nothing to do with what we're talking about, stimulus, something banning voter ID in every single state? They want to ban it, including states where we already have it, because we have some states where we have it. Why would they want to ban voter ID in all states? And why would they want to ban requirements for signature verification in federal election? Who would want a bill banning signature verification? What's that all about? You know what it's about? Fraud. That's what they want, fraud. They want to try and steal this election because, frankly, it's the only way they can win the election. The bill also requires all states to do universal mail-in balloting, which nobody's prepared for, regardless of whether or not they have the infrastructure. They want to steal an election. That's all this is all about. They want to steal the election.
So in order to approve the continued stimulus payments, $600 a week or whatever, keep people from losing their homes, in order to continue to get the eviction protection, the Democrats were demanding, listen to this, a nationwide ban on voter ID in every state at the federal level will become illegal. Ban any requirement for signatures or checking whether signatures match in federal elections. No signature verification. And mandatory universal mail-in ballots. Again, those are not absentee ballots. Don't have a problem with those. And mail-in ballots are where they just send the ballot to everybody on the registration. Never mind if they have more people registered in a city than they have people living in a city. Just mail the ballots, take them back when they come back, all of that. And mandatory bundling. So Democrat operatives can go out and collect 4,000, 6,000 ballots. They just dump them right there in the Board of Elections. No signature verification, no form of ID verification. Who even knows who voted? Maybe it was the same person 10 times. They don't care. That's the system they want. Or you don't get your stimulus check. Too bad. Don't care if you end up homeless. Wait until you hear. Oh, so here's the second part of the way they want to use the stimulus package to commit fraud, voter fraud.
They even want to force states to implement the controversial practice known as ballot harvesting, very dangerous practice, meaning they would allow Democrat Party operatives to deposit thousands and thousands of completed ballots at the post office without any verification of who filled them out, including a verification of signatures on the ballot. So you're not even going to have a verified signature. Anybody, I could sign it, you could sign it, anybody in this room could sign it. And that's going to count as a vote. How can you do a thing like this? So this is what they're asking for. This is what Nancy Pelosi and crying Chuck Schumer are asking for. It's horrible. It's a horrible thing.
Yep. Let us commit mass voter fraud. This is what's in the stimulus bill. No checks, no background checks, no verification of if ballots are fake. Or you don't get your stimulus check. Got no way to pay your mortgage. Got no way to pay your rent. Too bad. Too bad. Either we get to commit fraud or, well, you just end up out on the street. That's the Democrats' plan right there. That's why the Republicans can't go along with it. And they're tying all this to COVID and then turning around and blaming Trump because their constituents aren't going to get paid. Oh, I'm just getting started. That was only the first set of demands by the Democrats. Democrats are putting the country in a hostage situation. You want that stimulus bill? You want it passed? You want to not end up homeless? Okay. Trump's got to agree to, listen to this, banning voter ID in every state, making it illegal to ask a voter who they are. Banning requirements for a signature or a check on those signatures when, you know, for ballots, absentee ballots, stuff like that. And mandatory universal mail-in. It would be massive voter fraud. I mean, they would win the election on the day that passed. They are using this. It's a hostage situation. They got a gun to American voters' heads. Give us the ability to steal this election and everyone after it, or you don't get your stimulus check. But that's not all they're demanding in that stimulus bill. This is why talks broke down. They know Trump can't agree to this. Now listen to what else they're demanding. I'll let Trump explain it as he did on Saturday.
The Democrat bill includes stimulus checks for illegal aliens. So if you were able to get into their country illegally and our borders, they want to have open borders. We don't want to have open borders. So the Democrat bill includes stimulus checks for illegal aliens. They require the mass release of illegal aliens from detention. They also compel the mass release of inmates, including serious felons. How do you like that one? And this is in the bill that we're talking about. What does this have to do with stimulus, the economy? What does this have to do with the coronavirus? So think of that. They require the mass release of illegal aliens from detention. They also compel the mass release of inmates. What does this have to do with what we're talking about? This is Nancy Pelosi, Crazy Nancy, and Chuck Schumer. It includes serious felons. They want to have these people released on a mass basis, including serious felons. They want to put this in. This is a radical left policy, so they can go to Portland and try and rip the place apart that they've been doing for many years, and they've been doing for years and years. That's page 1,689, page 1,762. Think of that. These people, I honestly don't believe they love our country. You want to know the truth?
You could conclude that. So we're talking about their demands are let out thousands of violent felons, felons and violent felons, and let out the illegal immigrants that you have in detention. Or Americans don't get a stimulus check. Too bad. This is what they're doing. The media won't tell you this, because the American people would be overwhelmingly behind Trump if they knew. It's like sticking a gun to people. Said, you can't agree to this. But that's not all. Oh, no. They want more. Again, a third of the stimulus bill has nothing to do with COVID. I'll let Trump explain the last part they want.
In the current negotiations, we have repeatedly stated our willingness to immediately sign legislation providing expanded unemployment benefits, protecting Americans from eviction, and providing additional relief payments to families. Democrats have refused these offers. What they really want is bailout money for states that are run by Democrat governors and mayors. It has nothing to do with the China virus. They want to bail out states that have been badly managed by Democrats, badly run by Democrats for many years, and in fact, in all cases, many decades. And we're not willing to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how bad this is. Look, they know Trump can't sign this. They know he can't. Let out tens of thousands of felons? Thousands of illegal immigrants? I don't know how many. If it's tens, probably tens. It's definitely thousands. And any check on who's voting. Every way that you could find out if this is a legitimate person or just somebody who came down from Vermont to vote here because they felt like it on a road trip, they thought they'd stop by. Any kind of check on voting to prevent fraud must be ended or you don't get your check. That's like declaring war on the American people. On my Parler account, I have posted a list of all of the countries that have voter ID, which the Democrats are trying to get rid of in this stimulus bill completely. It would outlaw it. Let's just read a few because we don't have enough time in this segment to read them all. Iceland, Sweden, New Zealand, Denmark, Canada, Ireland, Switzerland, Finland, Australia, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Germany, Austria, United Kingdom, Spain, Uruguay, Japan, Italy, Cape Verde, France, South Korea, Costa Rica, Botswana, Portugal, Israel, Estonia, Czech Republic. There's dozens more. But not us. No. We want to eliminate any check on who can vote. Nobody will have any idea who's voting. That's exactly what the Democrats want. Or you don't get your stimulus check.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.